Okay, so welcome to lunch. It started a bit chaotic.
Snap, calm, zen.
Yes, we need to focus on our Zen side because we are going to talk about confidence. Okay. So I'm just going to do a short explanation of the confidence that we are going to talk about today. Frank and I had a similar discussion, but today's confidence topic is a different angle. Okay, so how do we recognize our progress and boost our confidence? So we have to find the trust in ourselves. So when we look at or think about a person who has a lot of confidence, how do they act? How do they speak? How do they walk? Right. So the confidence is not just something that you are born with, but it is something that you build. Right. So confidence is when you believe in your ability to do things and you trust in yourself, but it's not about being perfect. I see Monica's smile. It's not about being perfect, but it's also about trying, learning, and growing. Yeah. So, for example, when you learn how to ride a bike, the first couple of times you fall. You might scrape your knees, you might bump your toes, you maybe hurt your elbows, depending on how hard you fall. But with practice, you grow your confidence. You become more confident and more relaxed to ride a bike. And there's also a connection with confidence and mindset. So if you have a fixed mindset, maybe you will think that I'm not confident enough for this, I can't do this. But with a growth mindset, it can change to say, but I have the confidence, I can do this. And the more you practice, you also notice your own progress. Okay, so confidence grows step by step through processes, but not always perfection. And every small success proves that I can do this. And that is how we build our confidence. Right, there's also ways that we can track our confidence in our daily life. If we track our progress through a progress journal, or if we celebrate all the small wins, not just the big ones, if we practice positive self-talk, change our mindset a little bit to say that I can do this, or I can learn this, or I'll find a way to do it. And then also by trying new things. So confidence grows with our actions, our mindset, and recognizing the process. Good morning, Rosie.
Hello, morning. Sorry.
That's okay.
My mouse fell down. Hello, morning.
Morning,
Hello.
Rosie. Morning, Rosie.
Morning, Monica. Morning, Frank.
Hello.
Morning, Renita.
Are
How
you
are
good?
you, Monica?
Good, thank you. Good to see you.
You okay, Monica?
Oh, yes, I'm wonderful, thank you. Very confident.
Frank doesn't seem so confident today.
I'm sort of feeling the short nights and the early starts. So I'm quite happy just to relax here and
Okay.
speak when spoken to.
Okay. Are you doodling again?
Yes, I've got yesterday's doodles sitting up in front of me, but I have my fresh doodle pad here.
Okay.
At the moment I've taken notes to what you have said, so that I have the confidence to answer your questions, especially the Fruit Loopy questions.
Yes.
And I'll probably start doodling at some point, yes. And then I'll frame it and send it to the Tate Modern Gallery in London to be exhibited at a,
Mark
as
banana.
a, as a work of art, and get millions and millions of currency units for it.
Okay.
But
Sorry, I
what
lost.
Anita's talking about, we're noticing here there was an article in our paper yesterday. Parents are scared to send their kids on school camps. Like when we were kids, like Frank and I, you'd go to school camps or I don't know, Scouts, but like the YMCA camp here. I remember grade 6 down at Old Inga, which is a beach here. And other friends did too. And now primary school in year 7, they sent us to Tasmania, which is an island. Now they send all the kids to Canberra. The government pays for it. That's where our national capital is. There was an article in the paper yesterday that parents are scared to send their kids, and the kids sometimes just need a gentle push. I've seen that as a scout leader. And once they've achieved something or stayed overnight, they're proud that they achieved it, and you get a badge. But now, besides helicopter parents, they've got snowplow parents. A term I learned a few weeks ago. It's like those actors in America who try to make things easier for their children and push obstacles out of the way. A few years ago, there was a few actresses who wanted their kids to get into the top uni. So they paid money and ended up in jail, but that's irrelevant. It's just to make things easier for their kids. But now I've got a sleepover this weekend just at the Scout Hall, so it's 10 minutes from parents. And a few parents, the kid doesn't feel, and these kids are from 8 to 11, without sleeping away from home without me. And I'm thinking, you're 5 minutes from home if we need something. Inside, so won't get rained on. And have lots of fun. And they said, "Oh, we'll pick them up after the campfire and bring them back at 7:30 in the morning." And so the kids aren't learning to be resilient and gain confidence. But it's always good when you've achieved something and you said in the morning, "Hey, I've been outside a tent at midnight with a kid saying I want to go home," and then they stayed. And fellas, in the morning, I said, "Aren't you proud of yourself that you did stay?" And they said, "Yeah." And it's an achievement. But often parents now are sort of trying to get any obstacles out of the way. Sometimes you have to fall, and that's how you learn.
Yes.
But just seeing it now, when these parents, and I thought, at least two lots of parents said, "Oh no, little Johnny won't sleep there, and we'll bring him back at 7:30 in the morning." I thought, we're inside. His mates are there. All he has to do is go to sleep, close his eyes for a few hours. It's just interesting how it's changed. I loved going to stay with this auntie at Goodwood on a sleepover, and we'd catch the tram to Glenelg, which is the beach. And it was great as a kid. I always loved going away there. But now it's just, it was even in today's paper, and this kid was about 14 or however old and didn't want to go. In a school camp, and it was only to the Adelaide Hills. It's like about half an hour from the city, if that. And it's just how times have changed.
Get rid of the parents. You need them.
Get rid of the parents.
It's easy.
Maybe.
Get rid of the, how do you solve a problem? You get rid of it by, so you get rid of the parents. You need them.
Right. So the first question is a deep thinking question. So, why is it important to celebrate small wins instead of waiting for big success? Okay. Rosie, what do you think? Why is it important to celebrate small wins instead of waiting for big success?
Is small win? Sorry, I didn't get
Small
the
wins, like
small wins.
yes.
This order I got. Can you repeat the question, please? Why?
Right. So, why is it important to celebrate small wins instead of waiting for big success?
I think it's important because small wins. If you have a lot of small wins, right, you
Yes.
can have a big win, right? So you can't, not you can't, but the ideal is that when you celebrate small wins, because if you are waiting for celebrate just big wins, maybe you can't this. So when you get something small, why not celebrate? So I think it is important, because if you do this, you are all the time motivated, right?
Yes.
And you need to be grateful for small things, because from the small things you can get big things. I think so. Right?
Okay. Yes. Okay, Monica, what do you think?
Similar to what Rosie said, because the big achievement might be a long way away, and it seems so far away, and you lose motivation, and you get not disenchanted, but I'm trying to use a easier word for Rosie, but you know, you get disillusioned waiting so long. You think, oh, I'll never get there. But if you get some small wins on the way, it's like with SMART goals, when you're setting goals, you know, SMART goals with the timely and all the other parts of it, it gives you the confidence to keep going, and it gives you a boost, and you think, yes, I can do it. So then rather than waiting for this big thing at the distant horizon, it says, yeah, I can do it, and that gives you motivation and positivity, and gives you the confidence, yep, yes, I can do this. I've had a win, and or several wins, and it makes it seem achievable. It makes you think, I can achieve this goal that might be in the long-term distance. But yeah, otherwise you become disillusioned and you give up if you think, oh, I'm never going to get that big goal. But if you get some small wins, motivate you to keep going. Otherwise, you might just say, put it in the too hard basket and give up.
Okay, yes. Frank, what do you think?
I'm hesitating at the moment.
Why?
Because I have an issue with the adjective. Why should we categorize wins in big or small? Why just not keep a win a win? You're on the path, you have the goal, and everything else is a trend. So that's where I'm coming from on this one. I mean, everybody said the same thing, and I'm not going to add anything different to it, except that yeah, you've got a goal. Is a goal a victory? Well, no, you've achieved something. And if you take it into project management, you go through different milestones. But to win is a nice feeling, whether it's big or small. You know, maybe that's just me being horrible today. I'm sorry. but I can't see a difference. I mean, a big victory and a small victory. For me, a victory is a victory. Always an excuse to celebrate.
Oh, wow. Yes. But I think that maybe it depends on the situation. If you want to lose weight, for example, you set a goal for yourself to say that I want to lose 10 kilograms. And then every week you weigh yourself and you say, this week, okay, I lost 1 kilogram. Next week, okay, now I lost 1.5 altogether. The week after, so there's small little wins that you can celebrate every week, but you work your way towards the bigger goal, or you want to lose 10 kilograms. Okay. I think that's the difference between the small and the big wins.
Well,
for me.
Well, that's the not the best example to use, because I actually do want to lose 10 kilograms.
I think we all do.
but, But I think the scales are telling me porkies. So I think I need to see if I can buy another set of scales that will tell me a different story. But I'm not actually, I'm winning, and then the next week I'm losing.
Yeah.
And then
That's
I'm
demotivating.
winning again. Well, no, I'm just asking myself, is the goal correct? Is it, is it 10 kilos? Sumo wrestlers in Tokyo are really, really big fat people because they need that, but they are
Yes.
also incredibly healthy because they train all day and then they sort of
Yes.
beat each other around the sumo ring and then they all go home and celebrate and drink lots of sake.
Eat
Anyway,
lots of fish.
and eat lots of fish, omega-3. Anyway, yeah, good question. No, I can't somehow categorize the victories or the wins. For me, a win is a win. It's
Okay.
just me being horrible. I'm sorry.
A win is a win.
Very quickly, but about what Hanita says, I think it's good too when you, for example, when you get like Hanita says, oh, good, today I got 10 grams and I can give me a gift or a present because I get this, right? So when you get something that you put in your mind, and you give a present to yourself, oh, pretty good, I got this, so I deserve, I don't know, some nice thing, and then this action stimulates you to keep going, right, Anita?
Yes. Yes, some
Yeah.
motivation.
Yes.
So this is my father's northeastern German coming out in me, the Prussian, the disciplinarian, etc. What happened to discipline?
What happened? What?
To
Sorry.
what happened to discipline? To actually sit down and get your hands dirty, head to the grindstone, and just get on with it.
Oh, that sort of discipline.
Yes.
Because that's, if you look at athletes, if you look at people who are really good at their job, it's getting out and doing it no matter what.
Yes.
So are you going to celebrate a victory because you cycled 15 kilometers in adverse weather conditions? No.
Yes,
I
I'm
would.
going to.
God, I'm a boring old sod, aren't I? Oh, party spoiler, party pooper. And I can't.
I'm thinking of another example, like cleaning the house. Yes, you need discipline to clean the house. You need motivation. Then once you are done, yes, I did it. Now I can sit down and eat biscuits and drink coffee or eat a piece of cake or
And well,
Yeah, I agree with you, Henita.
That
well, definitely in the minority here. And I can't even pull the age card on this one because the three of us are okay. All right. Well, okay. Well, I have my opinion. I'm sticking to it. Nah.
You'll take his bat and ball and go home.
Anita, what's your next question?
The next question, how does confidence affect the way you see a challenge? How does your confidence affect the way you see a challenge?
That's a good question.
Come on, Monica, you have the
Yes, Monica, I'm going to let you go first while Rosie thinks of her
Oh,
answer.
okay. Now, if you've got confidence, you think this goal is or this whatever you're trying to achieve, that you might actually be able to do it. If you haven't got confidence, you put it in the too hard basket and say, no, I can't do it, and you might give up before even starting. I just laughed when you I heard today's topic, and I thought, yep, me of all people better contribute is hilarious. No, so yes, I had the Frank had the Eastern German, whatever,
Russian.
northeastern Frank. I had the Hungarian mother, so I could she gets the blame for all my lack of confidence, as everyone knows. Yeah, so no, if you've got confidence, you'll think I can actually do this. And then, like, if you have a few run wins on the way, you sort of can see it and you sort of gain confidence. Then you thought, yep, I can do it. But till then, you might not be able, you might not think that it is actually achievable because you lack confidence in your own ability. And so you give up and you just walk away instead of trying to do whatever the task is. I've learned that in the last few weeks, things I've put off because I was too old. Then someone said, start learning Spanish. And I'm learning some Spanish every night. And I'm thinking, yes, I can do this and enjoy it. So, yeah. So, yeah, no, you just have to believe in yourself, or have, more importantly, I think sometimes have people believe in you when you don't believe in yourself. I think having mentors, or depending what area you're in, someone who tells you that you can do it, and when you're feeling unmotivated or don't believe you can do it, and them giving you some reassurance to sort of give you a slight push and towards your goal. It's a huge help. Like I said to kids yesterday, I said, there's no such a thing as a mistake. It's a learning experience because everything's plan, do, review. I said, even if you kill for your project, you kill the plants in your garden that you've planted, it's not a failure. Next, you look at, because it's a cycle, plan, do, review. In Scouts, look at what you did wrong and what you could do differently next time. Did you over? I said, it's not a failure. It's a learning. That's how, Henry Ford built the first car. And you look, did you water it too much, not enough? So just you learn from it, but it's not a failure. And I think sometimes we all need people to say, hey, you can do this, when we don't believe in ourselves.
Okay. Rosie, what do you
Yeah.
think? How does confidence affect the way you see a challenge?
Yeah, it's the same of Monica says. I agree with her, and this is I agree with her. yes, I understand. I understood what her says, what she says, and I think it's the same. It's the same. I agree with her.
Okay.
The words to explain, but yeah.
Okay. Frank, show us your German side.
I do not want that. But I'm going to play the devil's advocate again here because the question was, how does your confidence affect how you see challenges? Is that the question? Yeah. Okay. It doesn't. It's experience. Yeah. And I'm going to hang this onto a onto an example of something you said last week somewhere, somewhere, and it kind of resonated and jarred a little bit with me. Because you said you have a skill set and everything within that skill set you will happily do. And anything outside that skill set you will possibly not do.
Maybe
And
try if it's in my ability or capability,
exactly.
or
And
just
okay,
leave it.
so here we are running this weird organization called Reader, you and I. And I'm and I am gently easing you into different areas, because I have the confidence that you will be able to do it.
Yes.
And it is a challenge. It is a learning curve, but it is a challenge. And we will get there at the end of the day, whenever that is, that day.
Yeah. Yes.
But I wouldn't be able to do that if I didn't know that you have experience elsewhere.
Yes. Yeah.
So I wouldn't look at confidence or self-confidence. I would look at the experience. And then, as Monica quite rightly pointed out, have a mentor or have somebody who will be there.
Encourage.
Encourage, support.
Yes.
And at the very beginning of our collaboration, where I said, the way I should treat this collaboration is you will do your thing and you will dance, and I have to let you dance. Because I know that anything else isn't going to be that good. So I have to have the confidence in you, somehow put the path and the lighthouses so that we move in the right direction. So it's not so much confidence as in knowing who you work with and having the experience. Yet I don't actually know whether what we are doing will work out at the end of the day. I have the trust in myself because I've been doing it for 10 years, and the resonance and the feedback that we get proves that we are doing the right thing.
Yes.
Yeah. So no, for me, it's experience.
Okay.
Not confidence. But again, I'm probably going to be totally off-piste here. So.
That makes sense. Makes sense.
You're very polite. Come on. You don't have to agree with me.
No, but also what Monica said, she thought she was too old to learn something, but she's learning Spanish. So that is something new. Last year, I planted some seeds and hoped they grew into chili plants. And they did. So that's also trying something new. And I planted seeds again, by the way. Some of them are sprouting already. You can see the little leaves coming out.
Fantastic. There you go.
Yes. So I think that if we use Brida as an example as well, I have confidence in it. I have confidence that we can do it. We can grow it. We can achieve this dream that we have. It's a challenge, yes. There's a lot of things that has to fall into place, but I think there's enough confidence to do that. Mm. Like, we can do it.
Mm. And I think the one thing I have learned doing it by yourself is
difficult.
Well, it's fair nigh impossible, as you
mind-numbing.
as you know, when what you saw the potential. And I just had coffee shops and empty coffee cups everywhere.
Yes.
And it wasn't going it wasn't going anywhere except possibly south.
Yes.
So I think the confidence, if we want to use that card, the confidence comes in having somebody to do the same thing with you. So yes. In your case, it's our collaboration. In other fields, it will be other people that are in our lives and we all do something together independent of this. Yeah. So you have confidence in yourself and in the person, but the bedrock for it all is still experience. Yeah.
Yes.
But sometimes you need that gentle push. It's just serendipity. It's just fate that I met this guy outside the Lion's Bookmart. I ran back in and the conversation went to languages. And he was learning Ukrainian. He was actually American. He's learnt German and lived in Sweden for a while. Excuse me. And I sort of said, I'm too old to do this. He was a few years older than me. He was 67 or whatever. And he said, no, you're not. He said, I've just learned this since. And it was someone giving me the push to say, do it. And I went home and looked at Duolingo, and there's this other proper language program he mentioned, which I'll look at. But at least it's fun. And each day you learn a few words. But no, there's a proper one, but at least this Richler, I think it's Richler, Dr. Richler, or whichever the other one is, but it costs money. So at the moment, I didn't want to spend money on that. But I had a few books, but just the, at least to, sometimes you just need a gentle push. Okay, I realise Duolingo, but it's fun, you know, and you're still doing it till it gets, and it's free. free is good at the moment. But, you know, it was this guy saying, hey, you can do it, you know, give it a try. And sometimes we all need that in life.
You obviously haven't been pushed by Fruit Loop. Kick up the old, it's a kick up the backside.
We are different. Okay, so I'm going to do some silly questions, the Fruit Loopy questions. So, can eating ice cream make you feel more confident? Why or why not? Can eating ice cream make you feel more confident? Why or why not?
Makes you happy. Is happy different to con? But it might make you feel guilty. Might make me feel guilty in the calories. The happiness might turn into guilt. I don't know about confidence. It's like sometimes it's a reward for something you've done. You sort of, but then the guilt might set in my case. All my good intentions don't always work. No, I don't think it makes me feel more confident. It made me happy for a while and think, yes. But probably no, it wouldn't affect my confidence. Actually, it might have the detrimental effect on my confidence because it would make me feel that I'm getting fatter. And so then I'd lose confidence for your fat. So it would probably, yes, be bad for my confidence because I feel that I'm a fat limp from the ice cream.
Okay.
I mean, I'll swim till I ate the ice cream, okay?
Okay.
So, no, but the ice cream wouldn't have a positive effect on my confidence.
Okay. Rosie, what do you think?
Rosie thinks I'm a fruitcake now.
Really, really happy. and ice cream is my freak point. Is freak point right?
Weak point.
Your
Achilles heel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god. Love. So all the times, and sometimes it's cute, but just today I can. So I think it's makes me really, really happy.
Really happy. What about your confidence? If you eat the ice cream, do you feel like I can do this, or do you feel this similar to Monica? Guilty.
Yeah, but guilt. But because I don't eat every day. So if I eat only on Sunday, only on Saturday, okay, today I can, and no problem, eat a lot of ice cream. But tomorrow, no. So.
Frank, what do you think?
You know, I offered you an ice cream once, don't you?
I know, yes.
You didn't eat it.
Yes. But it was a virtual ice cream.
Oh, it was. There's a picture of it. Me holding it, offering it to...
For me, it was virtual. For you, it was physical.
It was tangible for Frank.
So I had to eat it for you. So I owe you an ice cream. Okay. Good question. It makes, I mean, irrespective of, we have in France, we have the saying, you can do anything you want within moderation. And that's the excuse to go ballistic. So ice cream, yeah, I mean, let's go back to that scene where I offered you an ice cream, knowing full well, of course, that you can't eat it, and teasing you, and it was at the stage where I wanted to actually know who is this person that I'm going to be working with. And it made me happy. Happiness is something that is positive, and if you are in a positive frame of mind, then you are going to go into a challenge positively, and the chances of it happening, coming with a good outcome, are possibly higher. Yeah. So, having one ice cream, I can't remember the last time I had an. I made some in between. So yes, I think I did make some. Yeah. So I think yes. Ice cream is a good confidence builder, because I feel good. Dee, 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 dee.
Yes.
Don't give up your day job.
So I was thinking about there was a meme that I saw, a picture of, and then it says on the top that do everything with the confidence of a 3-year-old. So walking around without pants, wearing different shoes, eating ice cream, hair is a mess, and they still have the confidence like I can rule this day.
Well, that ties in what we were discussing last night, wasn't it? Because the confidence also comes with the lack of comparison. You know, a 3-year-old can do what they want because they cannot actually compare yet. Yeah, and probably the biggest confidence killer is comparison.
Comparison.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Monica, that's why you feel guilty when you eat ice cream.
Oh no, I think now, well, I want to be healthy, but I think now the whole problem, they've brought in laws, and I think some places in Europe, I was reading, yes, they're copying us, under 16s won't have access to social media, but that's a real killer. And they've also been kids taking their lives because, you know, either by bullying, but also, oh, this is the image. You're meant to be slim and gorgeous, and this is, you know, and when it's tough enough being a teenager, without seeing, oh, this is how you're meant to look. You're meant to be a look like a stick. And oh, even my daughter's age, you know, it's a lot of them, what they do, not my daughter, she's an athlete, but they, because they are trying to save on calories, so these are all, you know, people with an education, and so they get their calories from, they know they'll get the calories from alcohol, so they don't eat because they don't want the extra calories. Of course, if you don't eat and you have alcohol, you get
Drunk.
drunk a
Yeah.
lot easier and quicker. You get, I was about to, the one word, I won't use it here with the others. No, I won't use it and not teach Rosie bad English. But you know, so these, they all want to be slim and, you know, fit the, you know, bikini bodies, and they're doing stupid things besides laying in the sun. But you know, it's the media. This is how you're meant to look. You're meant to look like a, you know, size 8 or size 10. So yeah, that's because of comparison, and that's when you do lose your confidence. You think, oh, look at these people. This is what, is this how I'm meant to look? You know, have the, you know, and these clothes and whatever else that the other, everyone's media is trying to sell you. These expensive sand shoes and be a size 10. And I think if you're easily influenced, or you know, you take it to heart, and you can you totally lose all your confidence, and then all the problems that go on with that. I don't see someone say, "Oh, I wish I looked like that." Time for a sec, but I still eat the ice cream. But, you know, a lot of people do because they compare themselves like, you know, the three-year-old doesn't. But, yeah, we compare ourselves, like, look at someone else and our and it's because of the media or, you know, or marketing. I went to buy a dress for my daughter's valedictory a few years ago in our posh shopping centre, and it was so hard to get a dress because all the yummy mummies in this posh area are all, you know, like sticks. And, you know, and I just thought, you know, I went to these shops, I finally got a dress, but it's like, not that big, but it's just how, you know, the clothes are designed and everything. This is how you should be.
Yes, Frank.
Why are
a
you...
yummy mummy?
No.
Oh.
No. Why are you blaming the media? Why don't you blame yourself for indulging in the media and not have the self?
I was going to say in the ice cream.
No, because it's
easy.
Let me finish, because it's easy. Everybody blames the media. The media does what the media does. That's what they're supposed to do. It's you who, or not you, but it's oneself who can make the decision. I'm going to open the newspaper. I'm going to open social media. But then you have to know what to expect. God, I'm being really horrible today.
Turn yourself into a 16-year-old female. Transmogrify. I mean, different. Okay,
It is. Again, we talked about this last night. It is no different for a 64-year-old male, because we still fall into this, comparison world. Yeah. Okay. We might do it a little bit differently. We might do it from with a different lens. Yeah. But maybe I'm speaking out of my hat here, or out of turn, or total rubbish.
I see your point.
It is too easy to push the blame on somebody else. Start with yourself, and then the rest will fall into place.
Yeah, I can see. Well, that's what they're trying to do in schools now, you know, the kids not to worry so much. And, you know, but you need to have confidence to say, hey, I don't care if I'm not a size 8. Then if you see someone in the media, you don't say, oh, I wish I looked like that. But, well, okay, so that starts with being confident.
It starts with parenting. Hang on, it starts with
parenting.
Parenting, yeah. It starts with parenting, you know. The kids don't know any better, yeah. But if the parents start spending hours on social media and scrolling while they're in the supermarket at the checkout queue, yeah, the kids are going to see that, because the kids, that's how they learn. Well, my mummy's doing that, so it must be okay. But hang on, I'm not 16. I'm not allowed to do that. So I will find a way to break that rule. Yeah,
that's what a woman said yesterday in the local paper. She spends 4 hours a day on her phone, and you know, like. My neighbour used to work at the creche near where Frank lived, at Mitcham Shopping Centre, at the gym there, and the mums would just eat a lettuce leaf for lunch, or go next door to the hotel with the Torrens Arms and have a lettuce salad. But, you know, it starts with parenting, but, yeah, but also it's different to when we were young.
It was.
It was much simpler then. Those were good times.
The next question: if your shoes gave you confidence powers, what would you do first?
I'll show them my great shoes.
But what is that stench?
These are my great shoes. I lived in them in Europe. They're made out of recycled soft drink bottles.
Wow. Okay.
I live in them. Very comfortable, but yes.
Not very elegant. Do you go to concerts and evening grounds? You know. Wearing a long dress and then those boots.
No. I'll choose something else for those. But no, I've been climbing the hill with my dog tonight. But Rosie, your shoes.
Yeah, my shoes is tennis shoes too, and because sometimes I Sometimes I go to my job wearing tiny shoes because it's very comfortable. And sometimes I use, oh my God, I don't know the name in English, but it's not here, it's outside. Tennis shoes, I think, is the most comfortable.
Okay, so if it gave you confidence powers, what would you do first?
If sorry, say again, please.
If your shoes gave you confidence powers, what would you do first?
Oh my God. Okay, you can you can take off me, lie down and relax.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Frank, what would your shoes do? What would
Oh,
you do first?
God. So, think of Fred Astaire.
Oh, you dance with Ginger.
Yeah, the tap shoes. You tap dance. Yeah.
Ginger Rogers.
Well, Fred Astaire, I think, danced with a
Dance.
gorilla. Yeah. So I mean, look at the positivity of it, you know. So you're tapping away, you're dancing away, doing these moves. You're exercising. You lose weight. So the scales will say something nice to you. Dancing makes you happy. In my case, I was never chosen by the right partner, but that's a different story. And watching others dance who can really, I mean, who can do it really, really well.
Yes.
It's also a source of
Pretty
happiness.
good. Yes.
Yeah. And for some strange reason, you compare, you see, you, well, I say to them, so God, you know, I wish I could do that. And I mean, genuinely, I wish I could do that. But it's a
Sorry,
comparison that doesn't hurt for some strange reason. Because,
Jeff.
you know, because you just want to go out and be happy and have a good time and radiate positivity, make people smile, make people laugh. And yeah. And that's why these movies are still so popular today, because they do something timeless. Yeah.
Yes.
So I'd get on the dancing shoes. I mean, I at some event a couple of many years ago, we knew, or we still know the couple, and they had to, for some strange reason, get married in Scotland. And there was somebody else in that evening, and she says, "Well, we have Scottish dancing classes in Strasbourg," and I signed up for them, and I spent, I think, about 2 years doing Scottish country dancing, and then I went to the wedding in just south of Edinburgh. And we had a great evening, great Kaylee. And I even got myself a proper pair of Scottish dancing shoes bought in a shop in Edinburgh. And it was like, wow, it was a really good feeling. Yeah. Okay, I've stopped doing that, but it's good. So yeah, dancing shoes, tap dancing, move, dive. Rock and roll, have fun, be good,
Oh,
be
so
positive,
cute.
radiate confidence.
Yes.
And because dancing is actually a very disciplined thing. Yeah. I mean,
Yes.
these people are fit.
Yes.
Yeah.
They are
Yes.
really,
Yes.
really fit. And so they have to have the right mind. It all
Yes.
ties in. So the answer to the world's problems is, let's dance.
Yeah.
Or leave me the beach.
I loved your words, Twink.
Not many
Frank,
people
that
do.
reminds
Thank
me of a wedding I went to in Melbourne many years, oh my God, about 40 years ago almost. And someone there said, "Can you waltz?" And of course, I said, "Of course I can. I'm a private school girl," because the private schools always had the, they had duties or something when you were at school. at Pulteney, but I missed the ballroom dancing class if I was doing the school play instead, but just remind you of that. But these shoes that I'm wearing would give me the confidence to get up the steep hill behind our house. I spent my childhood running up there, and you get everyone climbs it because from 5 o'clock in the morning, because you get great views all over Adelaide, Mount
Okay.
Osmond. Yeah. So that's what these shoes would give me the confidence. I started today with my dog, but
Yes.
I need these shoes to do
Okay.
Now,
Yes.
I need to throw this question to Fruit Loop because we still have 2 minutes. Because
It's 2 minutes.
you sent me, when you went to your grandmother's, you sent me about 1.5 billion pictures.
Yes.
And there was one of you with your husband standing there, and I saw the shoes that you're wearing, and I thought, I have never seen a pair of shoes like them before. They were sort of rounded, brown.
Thanks. Was it the brown leather shoes?
Yeah, I think so. And
Yes.
they had a very different form. They looked as though they looked a bit different because they might have been sort of like orthopedically health shoes or
No.
orthopedic, you know, hoof shoes or something like that. But they really struck me as being, oh, this is, I've never seen a pair of shoes like them.
Oh, it's quite popular here in South Africa.
Yeah.
I want to
Yes.
see. I want
I'm
to see this
trying.
victory.
I'm trying to find it. But that wouldn't be my shoe choice.
Well, it was on that particular day, probably for that particular occasion and the
They were
setting.
comfortable. They were comfortable. That is why. I do have a picture, but it's not as
Well, I can fish it out and then
just send
yeah,
it.
yeah, yeah, yeah. They're the
Yes.
ones. Yeah, they're the
Yes.
ones.
So it's a brown leather shoe. They are very soft, and then they have like a rubbery sole at the bottom. They are very comfortable, especially if you are on your feet for a long time. So the place that makes these ones that I was wearing on this day is called Ladifoot Klap. So basically, let your feet
Tap.
slap to tap, or yes.
Okay. Do they
Yes.
give you
So,
confidence? Do they give you confidence, these shoes?
I wouldn't say confidence, just comfortability.
Comfort is good in shoes.
Yes. Yes, but I have that pair, and then I have one that has a leopard print on the side, and then I have a pink pair as well, but it looks a little bit different.
How many pairs of
But
shoes do you
they
have? How many pairs of shoes do you have? And you said, I'm going to ask this once, and you said lots. So that's a number between one and
don't know.
infinity.
Yes. Let's just say I don't have enough space in my closet to keep them, and there's some of them in John's closet, there's some of them in Aiden's closet. There's a lot.
Okay, I once knew somebody whose mother had 80 pairs of shoes.
I
My
don't think I
God.
have 80, maybe 40 or 50 pairs of
God.
shoes.
Okay, Rosie, how many pairs of shoes do you? I'm sorry, I'm stealing your time. You
I
don't know. Monica, you
don't
need to.
have a lot of, but
I'm not a shoe person, I'm a scarf person.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
And I realized I wore the same pair of shoes most days in Europe, because each day when I walked to my cousins, you'd take them off inside. And I only wore, the one day I wore different shoes, I got blisters. So I could have got away with taking two pairs of shoes to Europe for my trip instead of however many I took. More than that, I've learned.
Okay. Okay. So my choice would be running shoes. So it can give me the confidence to go for a run.
Which you
I
hate.
hate running. And my body's going to hurt me off my body's going to hate me afterwards. But I like to I just to be outside. So it will give me the confidence to go for a run, to be outside. But even though I don't like it, and my body is going to hate me. Okay. Frank, you have the last word.
I have the last word.
Yes.
I almost feel guilty because I was so beastly at the beginning because I couldn't relate or resonate with the with the questions. And
okay. We all have the right to our own
exactly. Yes, exactly.
Opinions.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you for giving me that confidence. Thank you very much. It was a really good discussion. I learned something actually. To be like Fred Astaire and do some dancing.
Okay.
I shall tap away this afternoon.
Yes. Share videos.
Yeah. I will see you.
I watched a movie in the Scottish factory.
Hmm?
The shoe factory or something, and someone went dancing. Oh, there's a movie a few years ago. I think of it what it was, but yeah.
Okay.
And they had the play in the stage show in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. I'll think of it, but it was all about shoes.
Probably River Dance. No, that was
the no, no,
that
no.
Was, that was, that was,
yes,
that was,
dancing, dance, okay. Dancing, dancing.
So, Frank, we'd like some videos of you dancing, please.
Sorry?
We'd like a video of you dancing, please.
Well, I thought that because there were some videos and I thought I'd had them on YouTube, but I can't find them for some strange reason. And
this was
no, you don't actually, because I was probably twice the size I am now. I was very unfit despite all my dancing, and then I went downhill for about half a year. And then I recovered from it. So no, maybe not. But we'll see. We'll see.
Okay.
Please. Please.
We'll have to get Fruit Loop to do the videoing because that'll give a better picture.
Yes.
The running or the dancing?
No, well, you do the running, I do the dancing.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know,
a nice couple.
Anyway, I've had lots of last words.
Okay. Thank you, Rosie. Thank you for joining us and sharing your answers. Monica, thank you very much for joining us.
Good Mr. Mayer,
thank you for joining us.
Thank you for putting up.
It's my pleasure. Have a lovely day, and then we'll see each other again next time.
Next time, same place, same time.
Yes.
Take care.
Take care.
Have a good week.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.